right now on VFN TV, the Next Step Outback father and son camping trips. It was a prophecy for 10 years, but guess what? They were boys then, they're men now. We're going to see them firsthand right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
It all began in 1998 when God had given me a vision to be able to operate and function under a prophecy called the Malachi Mandate. What was it? Malachi 4, 5, and 6, turning the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. You think about it, we always thought, like, if you want to have healthy men, you first have to have healthy sons. And so often we're complaining about unhealthy men, but we don't even invest in our sons. So I began a whole adventure, which we now know as the Next Step Outback Fathers and Sons Camping Trips. As a matter of fact, you're looking at a picture right now, that's probably, I don't know, tons of people in front of an 8,000 square foot tent. That's all fathers and sons. So powerful. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at what happened there. But first, I'm Greg Lancaster, and this is John Ramos. We want you to take a look. Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
It's all about you. It's not about me. Whatever I do.
Welcome to Pensacola. Next up, Fathers and Sons Championship.
Something special for me, and that something good was going to happen to me in my life. Well, I'd have to say that what's been the best part of this camping trip is having the time to spend with fathers and mentors, and for children to really get close to their male family side. And it's very hard because fathers are really busy trying to work. And I think this was a great thing for Pensacola. Makes me feel really loved.
Today's sons are tomorrow's men. To be able to have healthy men, healthy fathers, and healthy husbands, which we are seeking, you first have to have healthy sons.
There's nothing more important than your family. Your time is nothing. Your family's time is everything. And that's what it's all about.
I've never in my life experienced anything like this. No greater moment than seeing my children born have I ever had in my life such as this one. And I'm going to make it my every business to be back here again. I love you, Pastor Greg, and I uphold your vision.
What happened here tonight? I think it was a transformation. It was awesome. I've never seen so much love and outbreaking of kindness and emotion. And I've been to several revivals and events, but nothing like this. Oh, man. This is something I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life. And I know my son will, too. And the biggest thing of all, I know that this has made us closer than we've ever been in our life. And for that, I'm very grateful that I came.
Excellent. Everybody lined up together, and I mean, everybody was spending time the way it should be around the whole United States, but it's not. If people could get half the experience that I got here, the world probably would be a better place.
I really think that we should need an event like this, because it really gives the sons the time to bond with the fathers. It makes me feel awesome. It makes me feel like I have a great value on me, and I enjoy it.
Can't lose by attending something like this. So can't lose. It's a win-win situation. Like I said before, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Because if you don't come, then you missed out on something great.
It makes you kind of think, if you don't have a dad, kind of makes you think about what if you did have a dad.
Well, I just want to say, you know, this has been a wonderful weekend out here for the children and also for the mentors and the fathers too. But I can truly say this has been one experienced weekend for these children. You know, and I strongly suggest that those who see this video, please make it your business to participate in this program. And I guarantee you, you won't regret it.
Such a powerful event.
Yes.
It was amazing. For 10 years, we walked out the prophecy, the Malachi mandate.
Give me a high five on that, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That was awesome.
Well, the Lord says, before he returns, the spirit of Elijah would come, and he would turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And that's the beginning of what happens when the Lord returns. And so we're looking at these things take place. For 10 years, we walked out that prophecy. And that's, I don't know if you can see me right there in the very middle front up there. You see Pat with no gray hair there. It was this powerful time. And 8,000 square foot tent. Think about 8,000 square foot. That was amazing what God was doing during that time. But if you get a kind of a look at it, here's kind of a flashback to some of our earlier events with registration. We had mothers bring, because it's the fatherless were coming. We had mentors.
Mentors.
And mothers were now Navy Federal Credit Unions on this property.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a chance to tell Cutler about this, the founder, really the leader for so long of Navy Federal Credit Union, but he's retired now. But we took these events on that particular property. And mothers came, and their cars were all in a line from all the way out to the driveway, yeah, out to the main road, Highway 90, waiting to drop their sons off. And we were there trying to register. And there's so many different
and kids. Connect them with mentors. Remember,
yes,
all night long till midnight, calling to try to get mentors to be in a young man's life for just 48 hours. Work with us.
We can relate to it's hard to find a good man.
Oh, yes,
we
can.
Because you had to pass a background check and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just here's a quick little clip so you can see what was happening at registration. Take a look.
Here was the actual registration sign. That's why I carry it with me, to remember what God had done. And they lined up. Mothers lined up for blocks. I mean, it wasn't blocks. It's like the registration and the people that were, you know, Ricky Biggs and others that were doing registration very orderly. But it was so overwhelming because you're having to take pictures and put bracelets on everybody. And mothers were lined up because you're bringing their fatherless boys all the way down this winding road of 4-H property, which is now where...
Powerful! Is it not powerful? As a matter of fact, this right here is Pat Hamilton and myself. You know, with back in the day when we were doing this prophecy, you're seeing it right here. And there he is. That's Pat on the left and me on the right. As a matter of fact, that's Pat's son on his right shoulder right there, Shane. And there's Jerry Dennis back there in the back over there. So this is us. You know, Pat was the master leader or the event coordinator. Event coordinator right there. And we were just watching God do what he does. And so we want to tell you about somebody that was at this particular event. His name was Roderick Brooks. And you're seeing Roderick right here. I'm on one of the golf carts. I'm talking to Roderick. He was so excited every single year to be able to come out here and come back to me for a little bit at that. And he was just wanted to get out there. And Roderick was one of the reasons why I wanted to be back out there again and do this whole thing again.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big, huge deal. We served over 5,000 meals out there, you know, to people. It was a lot of work. But I would remember Roderick and a lot of other boys too as well. But I remember Roderick. You know, Roderick grew up without a father in his life, and he would come out there and experience what it's like to have a father. I remember at one particular time that, you know, God was moving into the Big Ten, and Roderick came up to me, and I was holding him. I don't know if we have that picture, but I was holding him. You see Roderick right there in the back. That's Pat right there on the left talking to one of the boys. This is Roderick when he was young, and I was holding him. He was telling me about, I haven't seen my father. My father hasn't been in my life. And he was just weeping in my arms. You can see right here. And it's just a powerful moment. You know, fathers are everywhere, but I was just able to be there for him during that time.
It's powerful.
It was very, very powerful, you know. And you're looking at right here, but you got to see, this is hilarious. Roderick came, that's Roderick in the far right. He had a onesie.
And he
had come all the way from a place in Pensacola called Marina Courts and catch a cab or a bus. And we'd send cabs out there sometime to be able to pick him up, 14 or plus boys to come out there. And in addition to that, they're actually on the bay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jeremy on the left.
You're Jeremy on the left.
Yep.
And so with this, and also Courtney's in the
middle
right there.
Courtney, yes. Courtney.
Yes. And so, but I talked to him one year with the onesie. He had the onesie on. He wore it all the way out there and stayed in it the whole time.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, and I said, this thing looked at me like I said something wrong. I said, oh, man, I'm sorry. I like the onesie. I'm like the onesie,
don't,
right?
Don't mess with my outfit. Don't mess with my outfit.
He got a chance to get in the military. The military came out, the Army, the Navy, the Marines. The Sheriff's Department was out there. Well, guess what? Just this last week, John, tell us what happened.
Well, it's interesting. You talk about all this. I remember when we registered out in Marino Court, and his mother was so grateful. When you minister.
Roderick's mother.
Roderick's mother. When you minister to a young man, and a mother's been working so hard to raise him, and they see that type of love, someone willing to take their sons out,
right.
It just melts their heart. Well, I happened to be downtown.
Just this last week?
Just this last week in Pensacola, and as I'm headed to my car, someone stops me and says, hey. I turn around.
Now, he was 12 out here at this
12.
Age. Yeah.
12.
Oh, there he is.
And there he is.
There he is.
He says, hey. And he starts
Wait
talking
a minute.
To me.
That's Roderick.
That's Roderick.
The same. Go back.
Go back.
Go back. Let's see. Okay, that's Roderick.
That's Roderick.
And now that's Roderick with a bun.
You know, he said he was 12 years old back then, but I think he was younger.
And that's been downtown Pensacola.
Downtown Pensacola. Yeah. And we had an awesome conversation and just catching up.
Did you get it? Did you record it?
I did record it. We have an interview with Roderick Brooks.
You and Elijah, right?
Yep, me and Elijah.
Awesome.
And we recorded it, and we have it for you. In fact,
we're about to hear him?
We're about to hear him.
Wow.
Take a look. So I'm walking down the street, and this guy stops me out of nowhere. And I go, do I know you? What's your name?
Roderick.
Roderick what?
Brooks.
How did we meet you, Roderick?
You was with the Padres fan camp and trip for like 4 years. Y'all came and got us.
Come on, get here.
Every summer, that's where we went. Padres fan camp and trip. I mean, we had mentors. If you didn't have your dad, we had Mr. Judd and multiple mentors. And it taught us to be somebody.
How did you feel going out to the father-son camping trip?
I felt relieved because I didn't have a dad in my life. So with that, us having a mentor every year, it was a pleasure. And I had fun. I enjoyed it.
You remember being in the front?
Yes, sir.
And the mentors?
Yes, sir.
And you said, pick me. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
It's almost like you guys were like, man, somebody pick us, you know, give me a mentor. Tell us about the tunnel. What did you feel think about the tunnel?
Oh, the tunnel was touching. If you go in there, you're going to cry. I'm going to just say that. It was touching. Because, like, it was a lot of people that didn't have dads. And they sponsored it for us, for, like, the ones that really didn't have money or this, that, and the third. I mean, it was very nice.
So how did it make you feel with every man in the community?
I never forget that. I never forget my mentor. I never forget Mr. John, Mr. Adam, his brother. That's who I thought it was. And I always get him mixed up.
Wow. So how grateful were you for Greg and the whole team to put that in?
I was very grateful. With all of y'all, because y'all did that every year, 4 years straight. We was ready.
We was ready to go.
We was ready. We was on the bus, ready.
Wow, man, that's amazing.
Like 15 of us left from Marina Court, if not more.
And how old are you?
26. And I was what, 12, 13, 14.
You remember saying, Mr. Greg,
yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
Coming out there and you're a grown man now, but you had your pajamas on. And
I was ready. I was ready to go.
So what would you say to anyone who thinks about, you know, the next step out back and the father and son camping trip? And was that something that, because this was years ago.
That was the outreach program.
How has it impacted your life to think about fathers and sons that way?
I mean, if I had kids, I would know how to treat them. But I mean, it was different because you rarely find people that do stuff like that. Definitely for young youth that was out having. Because I mean, we was trouble kids. Don't get me wrong, but we was ready for that bus every weekend. Yeah.
So would you be a mentor in the future?
Yes, sir. I would. I would love to.
All right, give a shout out to Greg and the whole team.
And Mr. Greg and everybody that I can recall. I thank you guys because y'all made better than me. A better person. And you too, Mr. Adam, your brother.
Alright peace. Awesome.
So awesome to see Roderick. He's a man now. It's just beautiful to see him, and it's like so many of these young men have grown up now. We want to hear from you. If you've been out there, one of the thousands that attended over the 10-year period, we want to hear from you. We're envisioning a potential reunion coming up in the soon. So it's time for you guys to take the baton. But also, you can find out more details at nextstepoutback.org. You see it on your screen, nextstepoutback.org, how to be able to get connected, kind of see the whole content, the whole story behind it, because it wasn't a camping trip. It's a prophecy taking place, the Next Step Outback prophecies that we're talking about. But listen, if you haven't yet, we want you to comment below, share your testimony. Maybe you didn't come to one of these events, but maybe you cried out for one, you wanted one, or you want to start one. Maybe we can give you some insight how to start one in your particular area. You know, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Also, by the way, go see our podcast at iTunes Store and Apple iTunes and rate the podcast. Yes, we're on cable. We're on broadcasting through the air. We're online. We're on YouTube. But we also have a podcast that goes around the world. And if you go there and give us a 5-star, 4-star rating, make a comment about the program, that brings us up, and the computer program begins to send us all around the world to more people. One way you can be a missionary to the world to send this program of hope and light and encouragement and truth around the world is to go to iTunes, rate the podcast, a 4- or 5-star type rating. You can write some comments about it, and that'll help send it around the world. Also, think about this. When you do that, every now and then we're going to be able to give a shout-out to some of the people that have done that just to let you know how much we appreciate that. So it's amazing what's taking place. John, what's up next?
Listen, we get back from this break. We have so much more to talk to, so much more to share with you. Join us, we get right back.
We'll be right back.
We're so excited about our new book, I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You got to have a strategy, and you got to fight. It's not about a physical fight, but you got to fight. And guess what? If you fight, you win. You'll be successful. This book is about transforming your thoughts, about what your beliefs, the decisions that you're making, about speaking. What you say is so powerful, and what you do, what you're saying, the actions you take. And quitting, don't quit. Listen, success and failure quite often is just 5 more minutes. And finally, think about this. So many people talk about you should do this and you should do this and you should do this. And look what they're doing. They're not doing nothing. You can't let people tell you you should do this. You should. As a matter of fact, they can't be putting their should on you. This is so important. Listen, we want to bless you with your free copy of I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You can get it at vfnkb.com. That's vfnkb.com. Get your free copy today. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
The Next Step Outback Fathers and Sons camping trip evolved over a period of time where we wanted to be able to bring the entire family out. Well, mother, daughter, mother, son, father, daughter, mentor to the child. And we began with the Next Step Outbacks, and we went to just wonderful time. We taught about the family, the journey of the family, the parental talk, we would say. And, and we're finding out how relevant that is today, because people today, they're taking adulting classes.
Absolutely.
They're 20 and 30 years old, and they haven't been taught because they weren't in a family atmosphere. They've had high school and college. They're paying a college loan off. They're paying $30,000 note, and they don't know how to do simple, basic things. And listen, if you weren't taught it, is it really your fault?
Your fault, right.
You know, if people told you didn't have to learn it, but now when life starts, you're like, I've got to learn this. And so they begin to have adulting talks. They begin to have adulting classes, and they're taking them online. And that's one thing that you as the church that we can do. We can be there for other families. We can, and it's time for the church to return to family.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, we've got to stop being an organization and go back to be an organism.
Yeah.
Because think about this. If you sat by somebody for 10 years, and they didn't know how to do things in their life. They didn't know how to be a father or a mother or how to handle the family or to go buy groceries or to fix a car. And you sat there all those years beside them because you're looking forward and never looked at them. I think we would be held accountable for that. It just feels safer. It feels safer when you could just listen to somebody talk to you and you take that personal message off and you walk off. But the Lord says, this is what he says. He says that we're known by our love we have for we have for each other. That they will know us by the love that we have for each other, by the unity that we have. And what we've done is, you know, we pretty much said, I remember Ken Summerall, a spiritual father to me in the Lord, that's with the Lord now, he said, we institutionalized our children when they were young, and now they institutionalize us when we're old.
Yeah.
And God has not called us to be an institution. He's called us to be family. You know, he's not only our Lord and our Savior, the Son of God, but he's also our elder brother, the firstborn from the dead. And we're heirs of him. We're actually heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ.
That's
we're co-laborers with him.
Yeah.
And that we're fathers and mothers in the Lord, brothers and sisters. But you have to get back in that family environment. Now, the world is so hungry for what God has told us to do. But if they looked at the church today, if they looked at you today, would they go, that's somebody that will teach me how to sew. That's somebody that'll teach me how to act right at work, or somebody that teaches me how to do dishes, or to
wisdom, practical things that are necessary in your life for you to be successful. And we've been talking about this for quite a while, because right now we have a society that says, you work for it and just share with me a little bit or a lot of it of your success. Makes me think about the book you just finished writing that gives people practical strategies, amazing truth, that they can apply to their everyday life to have the success necessary out of their own labor.
Well, there's one thing I share in my book that we don't hear a lot about for some strange reason. Jesus said this. He said, he gave a parable trying to explain to us how things work. I've given you a talent. That's my talent. I expect you to take that talent and to do something with it, so there's more than what I gave you. And he says, I'm going to come back. And when I come back, or the owner's going to come back, and when he comes back, he's going to say, have you done something with what I've given you?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Jesus wants a return on his investment?
He says that we're known by our fruit. There's something we're producing out of our life. And so he gave one, you know, three talents, one, two, and one, one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting us understand that we're supposed to do something with what he gave us.
Wow.
And so I understand. I wrote the book about the reality is that you need, I gave you 10 success strategies with about 1,000 nuggets in there for you to be able to fight the good fight of faith and understand the principles that you can do it. He's already given, he hasn't given you everybody else's talent, but he's given you your own talent. And it will encourage you, it'll inspire you, it'll show you the reality, because so many people want to tell you how to be successful, but they don't tell you about the fight. They don't tell you about the betrayal. They don't tell you about your own mind, having to get a hold of your own mind and hold on to what God said about you, going through the opposites of what's going on. And not only that, listen, this book is so powerful. We want to make sure we get it to you. You can get it at no cost. We want to send it to you. And you go online to vfnkb.com. You see the details right here. And you can request your book, and we'll have it shipped to you. And also, we have available for you, it'll be in addition, obviously, but the audios of the book, he's interviewed me, where we're talking about, you know, the details from what more details about what's taking place in each of those strategies. You're going to need it. I don't care if you're a father or a mother. I don't care if you're a pastor or you're a businessman. I don't care if you're a president or you're a janitor. You're going to need these strategies to be able to succeed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. These are tools that you'll be able to apply every single day of your life. But the great thing about the book is that you'll be able to go back to it as a reference manual. It's written in such a way that you can actually read it section by section and actually chapter by chapter by pulling just one chapter out. You know, in the different seasons of your life, you need to hear different things. But I'm so excited about it because this is actually going to change so many people's lives. People don't have all this stuff.
You know, God has called us to go into the world and preach the gospel, the good news. Well, each nation basically exists of, you could call seven spheres of culture. And we call them mountains because God's called us to go into the mountains and claim him in those mountains, not to necessarily take them over, to impact others with a light in our life. You think about these mountains of culture. They're like family, education. We have
business, media,
faith, media, government, education,
the church,
arts and entertainment.
Yep.
And so believers, we're supposed to go into those mountains, but you got to fight when you're there because it's going to be very difficult. Of all the things Jesus preached, he preached this, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God is, you can make it into the kingdom of God. He preached
at hand.
Yeah, he said, the kingdom of God will be preached to all and the end will come. Not Easter plays, not a song.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do with your guitar. I don't care what you do with your piano. I don't care what you even teach behind a pulpit.
That's right.
If you're not teaching the kingdom of God and his word, we got to go. I just want to bless you. Don't forget, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Don't forget to also go to iTunes and rate the podcast. Maybe we'll give you a big shout out. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, just bless our audience. I thank you, Lord, for all these ones that have been blessed by the Next Step Outback Father and Son Camping Trips. Lord, may many hearts turn, God, that are listening in our audience right now, Father God, that people would go out and begin to help other people, mentor them in their lives, God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function. And realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, there's so many people. In history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but he won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God. You can go back and watch that on BFN TV, maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too,
mm-hmm.
who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we'd want to be married at, or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ. You loved each other. You ate together. You blessed each other. You blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys. And so, when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name, and it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, mm-hmm. and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go. And there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me, so I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back and then you see each other through the week, and you're, you know, it's a 24/7 thing, But there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship Him and learn the teachings and dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And mm-hmm. and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.